Welcome to the 2-Minute Disciple Podcast with your host, Nick Euler. 2 minutes of discovery leads to a lifetime of following Jesus. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Nick, and it's amazing to be here with you today. We are finishing the book of Mark, so that means we are halfway through the Gospels on this journey to get to know Jesus better and to work His words into our lives. Today, we will read from Mark 16. So, let's dive in. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so they could embalm him. Very early on Sunday morning, as the sun rose, they went to the tomb. They worried out loud to each other, "Who will roll back the stone from the tomb for us?" Then they looked up, saw that it had been rolled back. It was a huge stone, and walked right in. They saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in all white. They were completely taken aback, astonished. He said, "Don't be afraid. I know you're looking for Jesus the Nazarene, the one they nailed to the cross. He has been raised up. He is here no longer. You can see for yourselves that the place is empty. Now, on your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going on ahead of you into Galilee. You'll see him there exactly as he said." They got out as fast as they could, beside themselves, their heads swimming, stunned. They said nothing to anyone. After rising from the dead, Jesus appeared early on Sunday morning to Mary Magdalene, whom he had delivered from 7 demons. She went to his former companions, now weeping and carrying on, and told them, when they heard her report that she had seen him alive and well, they didn't believe her. Later, he appeared, but in a different form, to 2 of them walking in the countryside. They went back and told the rest, but they weren't believed either. Still later, as 11 were eating supper, he appeared and took them to task most severely for their stubborn unbelief, refusing to believe those who had seen him raised up. Then he said, "Go into the world, go everywhere and announce the message of God's good news to one and all. Whoever believes and is baptized is saved. Whoever refuses to believe is damned. These are some of the signs that will accompany believers. They will throw out demons in my name. They will speak in new tongues. They will take snakes in their hands. They will drink poison and not be hurt. They will lay hands on the sick and make them well." Then the Master Jesus, after briefing them, was taken up to heaven and sat down beside God in the place of honor. And the disciples went everywhere preaching, the Master working right with them, validating the message with indisputable evidence. What strikes me most in this chapter is the importance of women to the ministry of Jesus. They are the first to see him alive, and Jesus entrusts them with the important message of his resurrection. I love that God sees us all as vital to his kingdom. No matter your sex, race, ethnicity, or financial status, we are all part of God's kingdom. Would you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for loving us. Thank you for raising Jesus from the dead and giving us new life, and including all of us, no matter who we are, what we've been through, what we look like. You see us all as your children. Thank you so much for Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. Share the podcast on social media. Check out our brand new YouTube channel. Support the podcast, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.